Welcome to Red, White, and Brown, the podcast that discusses the interesting upbringing of Desi American immigrants and what happens when Eastern culture meets the Western world. I'm Prerak.
And I'm Sophia. And we're both first-generation Desi Americans. Today we're going to be doing our monthly meme review, and that's where we chat about Desi memes that we've come across on the internet this month and just kind of talk about what they say about Desi culture and like maybe a little bit about our experiences with
exactly.
them.
Yeah. Cool. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump right in, okay?
First meme I have was posted on the Facebook group Subtle Curry Traits. It was a Twitter post, actually. It was a screenshot of a Twitter post from username at I am not your BF. So credit to you. And this tweet is just a sentence and there's no picture with it. So it says, guys be 29 saying, what's the move tonight? Bro, go start a family. And this ended up getting 5,700 likes on the page. And basically
it's like a 29-year-old guy who wants to go out and he's like, what's the move tonight?
Yeah.
And like the person responding to him or like listening to him is like, bro, like go start a family.
Exactly. Old. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Like
for,
that's the move.
That's the move. Exactly. And what does this say about Desi culture? I think one, it says the importance of family, which we've hit on a lot, right? Which is you need to settle down and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
But personal take that, I think the reason it resonated so tightly with so many people is because I think it reflected the change in perspective of Desi Americans, particularly between the ages of 21 to 30 and even 29. Specifically because, at least for me, I don't know about you, when I was being brought up, my mom and dad would always say these things, like by 25, by 29, you should really like settle down and have a family.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
when I was in middle school and high school, I was like, yo, I don't resonate with this. I'm in America right now. I don't have to do what you guys did. And I always was like, I'm going to get married when I want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy part is, as I've gotten older, and now that I am almost 25, 26, and almost even 29, I actually can relate to this. Like, I can see the importance of settling down. I can see the importance of being like, bro, like, I can't go out tonight. I don't want to go out tonight. I'm done with going
so
out.
So you kind of agree with the meme, though.
Yeah, exactly. And I think 5,700 people did, too, right? Because
yeah.
I think as we get older, we start realizing, like, man, I don't get fulfillment from just going out every night. I think I would get much more fulfillment from actually like coming home
and having a family.
Not so much a family, even a set routine.
Yeah,
like something where my life is cyclical and something that I can get used to. Because mm-hmm. we're in med school now, and we're even like in that cycle now where I'm okay with a set schedule.
Yeah.
Like I need a set schedule at this point. It's more realistic for me. I can't be making plans every day that are different from one day to the next.
Yeah, and I feel like it's also funny because a lot of people in America would definitely consider 29 to be pretty young. Like, people would consider that, like, oh, that's the age to go out and party. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
But then I think the reason, like, people on this page found it funny is because, like, culturally 29 is like, oh, like, you should have a family by then. Like, that's not that young, you know?
Exactly. And I think especially for Desis, 29 is on the old end.
Yeah, that's like the time. Yeah, you should, you know, especially if you're a woman, like you should be married by then. Like you're almost 30, you know, like what are you doing?
Exactly. I think you have another great meme, right?
Yeah, I have one that kind of relates to it as well, actually.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. So this was also on the Facebook page, Subtle Curry Traits, and it is also a Twitter post. The credit goes to, who is it, Simran Chauhan, and it got like almost 1,400 likes on Twitter and then 10,000 likes on Subtle Curry Traits. Yeah. So this is a tweet and it goes, MC at the reception last night asked everyone to stand up, but then asked everyone over 40 and under 21 to sit down, as well as everyone who was married / engaged. Then he told Antia to look around at all the people standing for potential rishte. LMAO never sat down so fast.
So it seems like this is just a tweet that describes an experience that someone
mm-hmm.
had.
Yeah, at a wedding.
It seems like it was an experience that was like everyone stand up and then slowly decrease the pool down to eligible bachelors
yeah.
who matched the age range. And then the good part is at the end, there's even a hook to the aunties in the room because the aunties are like notorious for being the matchmakers in brown culture.
Definitely.
And then this person clearly sat down really fast because they were like, I don't want like, to what's have any part of this.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's definitely funny. I mean, it definitely speaks to like the culture of older people trying to like set up younger people and wanting everyone to settle down and get married sort of thing. And I think it's also, like, true that older women in Desi culture, aka aunties, like do have a tendency to do this sort of thing a little bit. Mm-hmm. It also hints at like the stereotype of aunties being gossipy and like wanting to be in everyone's business and set people up.
Yeah, that's definitely a big stereotype. And I think it's endearing, but it's, I think there's some truth to it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm sure like the way the MC said it, it was funny and everyone laughed and it was endearing.
Yes, absolutely. But this is a funny meme.
Okay, so what do you have for the next meme?
So I actually have a really good one. I mean, all of these have been great, but this one is another meme that was posted on Subtle Curry Traits by Davney. So shout out to you, Davney. It got 11,000 likes. And I'll read it. So the first part is just a caption, and the second part below the caption is a picture. So the caption said, visual representation of how it feels when a guy compliments your profile picture and your entire family is on your friends list. And below this is a picture of Hrithik Roshan with Rani Mukherjee, and they're like embracing each other, about to kiss, and it's raining, like a classic Bollywood scene. But in the background is a bunch of aunties and uncles staring at them like, what is this behavior? And it's just like that expression. And so, as I said, you're kind of doing a back-to-back with that caption of like someone complimenting on your profile mm-hmm, picture and your mm-hmm. family seeing it and relating it to this scene in this movie where it's...
where you feel like it's so scandalous. Exactly. Like, oh my God, like my whole family can see this.
Exactly. And I think what this says about Desi culture, at least for me, the reason why this hit home so much is because there's such a strong dichotomy between how I'm perceived by my family and how I'm perceived by my friends. Mm-hmm. And my family, I'm like, I don't swear that much. I'm very soft-spoken. I don't really like, you know, make that much of an effort to socialize with people because it's my family. Like, we're all really conservative and we love each other, but we're a family and I would never swear in front of them. Mm-hmm. In front of my friends, though, I am like super extroverted. I maybe swear a lot more. Maybe I'll talk to girls even, which I would never do in front of my family, right? And so when those two identities conflict, for example, like let's say my mom is driving me and my friend to a basketball game, that is when this meme kind of comes in handy because it's like, there's certain things I can say to my friend that I can't say in front of my mom. Yeah. And there's certain things my mom expects me to say that my friend would never expect me to say.
That's interesting.
And I think in this context, it's like, you know, you have this picture and your friend is commenting on it and they're commenting something that in front of your family would be super scandalous. Yeah, when in reality, yeah. In front of your friends, it's just friend talk. Maybe they were like, wow, you look really good. But yeah. In front of your family, it would be like, wow, why would you say something like that? That's yeah, like, are yeah. you trying to like date this person?
No, I feel like also a lot of the women who like liked this photo and interacted with it probably also... like, we're interpreting it in a really, like, scandalous way. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, my family can see that. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can't comment on my photo that way.
Like, and even if it's, like, an innocuous comment.
Exactly. Right? It feels like your entire family is watching you, like, kiss this guy or something. Sort of, like, that sort of situation.
Yeah. I had an experience similar to that where my sister started high school 4 years after me, and everyone in high school knew me as like this extroverted, outgoing guy who did a lot of things. And my sister knew me as like this guy who just stayed in his room, didn't do anything. And so when she started high school, she was like, wow, are you like even the same person? I hear all these things about you. Oh my gosh. I can't even believe that's true. And at that point, I felt like Hrithik Roshan in this scene where I'm like just myself. And she's seeing me in my true colors, you know?
That's funny. I feel like there were, like, definitely times where, like, a boy would talk to me and, like, my parents would be there. And I would just be like, oh, my God. Like, my parents don't know I talk to boys. Like, yeah. What is happening right now?
Yeah, you were Rani Mukherjee.
Yeah, and that's when I felt like Rani Mukherjee.
Exactly. So that's a really good meme. I'm sure we have another great one from you. So why don't we transition to that one?
Okay, so my next meme is actually not really a true meme. It's just text. But it was posted on the Facebook page, Subtle Curry Traits. Shout out to Rhea Koshal for posting this. And it got like 21,000 likes, which is actually the most of any of the memes that we're going to talk about today. So
this is high yield.
Yes, it is. I don't know if people outside of med school use the term high yield pre-rock.
Okay. This is a very popular meme.
That's very popular, yes. And so it reads, brown moms will eat the old rice just so you can eat the fresh rice. And that's so above and beyond what anyone else will do for you.
This is amazing. I love this meme so much.
Yeah. It's talking about when you're like eating at home and there's leftovers maybe, but then there's also like freshly cooked food And so, like, both of these things are on the table, and your parents want you to take the best thing that's on the table,
yeah,
basically.
Of course. Of course yeah. they do. And I think everyone relates to this. I feel like every yeah. brown person has, and I think the part because of it is because of the rice. Like, every brown yeah. person has had an instant where there's, like, rice in the fridge and then, like, newly made rice, and mom is always like, you're going to eat the newly made rice. You're yeah. not going to touch the rice in the fridge.
I know. Moms are the best. Yeah. But yeah, I think this meme is so relatable, and, like, it just speaks to how loving Desi parents are. And, like, I think, yeah, the fact that so many people liked it just shows how universal this is. And, like, Desi parents just, like, want to give their kids the best that they can, you know? And, like, they will gladly sacrifice anything for that, I feel like. Whether that's, like, immigrating somewhere new or, like, saving money so they can buy things for their kids and, like, not buying things for themselves or just, like, simply eating, like, the less good food, you yeah. know, so their kids can eat the better food.
And I think the part that makes it different is, of course, all parents probably love their kids, but I think the part that makes the difference is Desi parents tend to have this ability to not talk explicitly about their feelings, so they show their love in these, like, small, distinct ways that, you know, maybe isn't so popular in Western culture, like sharing the rice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I totally get it. And specifically in this case, the rice, as I said, really hits home to South Asians.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely just, like, one of the ways of showing love, I think. Mm-hmm. It's, like, I feel like when I have kids, I would do this too, like, that's just, to me, that's, like, a thing. Like, yeah, of course, you should give your kids, like, the fresher rice. Like,
it's a revolving
duh.
Door. Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good meme. Okay, what is the next meme that you have?
So the next meme that I have is actually a very science meme, but it's also a Desi meme, so it's perfect for me because I love both of those things. So this meme basically has, as I said, a caption and a picture, and it was posted on the Facebook group Salal Curry Traits by Noor Kaur. It got 6,000 likes. So the caption for this photo basically says, "You're a true Indian if you have this thing in your arm." And below it is a picture of the arm of a woman, and it kind of has this, like, spot. I don't even know.
Like a dimple.
Yeah, it's like a dimple. It's kind of like a small dimple in the skin that's slightly more pigmented. Mm-hmm. And it has a big black circle around it, so everyone knows what we're referring to. And for those of you who may not understand this, you will now, because this is actually the spot that you get when you get a BCG vaccine. And a BCG vaccine is the vaccine for tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. And the only people who get this vaccine are people who are born in countries where tuberculosis is prevalent. So, for example, Pakistan and India are both countries where TB is actually still prevalent pretty highly, and so everyone gets a BCG vaccine. Sophia, you were born in the U.S., right?
Yeah, I was born here, so I don't have this.
Yeah,
but,
you
like,
don't
my
have
parents
it.
Have it.
Yeah, they have it on their left arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like a badge of brownness, because that means you were born in India or Pakistan or a place where TB exists, and this vaccine is the what gives you the spot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when I see someone with this like spot on their arm, I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, not because of med school. It's just, like, if you were born in, like, a Desi country, like, you have this.
And when I was really young, I remember seeing this on my arm and being like, what is this? No one else has it. And then I remember one day my dad was walking around in a bunion, and I saw it on his arm. And then I started investigating my whole family, and my sister had it, and my mom had it. So I thought it was, like, a Juthani thing, like an exclusive, like, family thing
my
family. And it wasn't until I made more brown friends that I realized, like, oh, I guess it's
you and, like, billions of other people have this vaccine.
I guess it's a badge of honor to be someone from India, and then later I would realize it's actually linked to tuberculosis, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason why so many people love this meme, because they probably still have this on their left arm.
Yeah, yeah. Or their parents have it or something.
Or if their parents have it, yeah. So if you do, we're homies.
Yes. Okay, so let's go on to the last one.
All right, so what is the last meme that we have?
So last one, also from Subtle Curry Traits. It's a true meme. There's a text and a photo.
Perfect.
And it was posted by Mawish Khan.
Okay.
So the text is, when you're telling a friend how strict your parents are, and they say, just disobey them. And then the photo is, like, a group of people in business formal clothing giving a standing ovation, and they're all smiling really wide. And then there's this text all over the image saying things like, you solved it. Thank you so much. I never would have thought of that.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, things like that. And this got 6,200 likes.
So this is kind of, like, supposed to be the face of the people who are reacting to...
I think so, yeah. Or like people who don't understand your culture and they're like, oh, just don't do what your parents tell you to.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think this meme definitely highlights like two things, right? One is that Desi parents can be pretty strict.
Of course.
Especially like relative to Western parents.
Absolutely.
Like I don't know if people in India or Pakistan would relate to this as much. It's like very much an immigrant thing.
Absolutely.
To have this experience.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is like non-Desi people maybe like don't understand the extent of how strict Desi parents can be and like they maybe don't understand the expectation to be obedient much.
I think the expectation is definitely right, but also even the history behind why obedience is such a big thing, right? Like, where is that obedience coming from?
Like the hierarchy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a cultural thing where, you know, even our parents will listen to their parents regardless of what their parents will say.
Yeah, like, regardless of age and stuff.
Yeah, like my nana could tell my mom to go outside and like clean the porch. And my mom could have 20 responsibilities lined up and she would do that.
She would
first,
do it.
Right? Even though my nana is like 85 and my mom is clearly way like an adult now.
Yeah.
And it's just because like that's the system that exists in that culture where, you know, there is a very strict.
Yeah,
level
it's like
of
disobey
respect.
Them. What?
Yeah,
like,
that's not even an
what
option.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't consider that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's definitely also like Desi culture places, you know, value on like obedience and like respecting your elders, whereas like other cultures kind of value things like creativity and boldness
and even
like,
independence.
Exactly. Yeah. Independence is a big one. And like that, those things aren't as much valued in Desi culture.
If anything, they're not valued. Like imagine being the person who's independent and being like, no.
Not listening to your parents. Yeah. It's like, then you're a bad kid.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like you be home by 8. No, I'll be home by 10. It's like, no, I would never even think.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well then you're not going out.
Or they just say, well, then the door's going to be locked. Like find a place to sleep.
Yeah. I definitely related to this meme growing up. And even now, like I still pretty much do what my parents tell me to.
I mean, I do too. And if anyone is a Russell Peters fan, which I think any brown person usually is, Russell Peters is a brown comedian. He also has a bit on this where, you know, he talks to a friend who was Jamaican and his friend was like, you know, like disobey your dad. And he like tried it and just got like the biggest ass whooping ever. Of course, that might not always be accurate. It's probably not, but it's just kind of shows you like disobedience in brown culture is not.
It's like not considered an option.
It's
basically.
Not an option. 100%.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that wraps up our meme review episode.
Yeah, if you guys like this, of course, drop a review and rate 5 stars.
Yes, rate and review. Yeah, 5 stars only, please. Do not be stingy.
Of course.
It really helps us out. This is a new podcast, as you guys know. So rate, review, subscribe, and then you can follow us on Instagram. Our handle is @redwhitebrownpod.
Yeah.
And that's in the show notes. All these memes are going to be in the show notes as well.
And of course, we're going to be doing this every month. So if you have any memes that you think would be awesome to review, we'll give you credit for sending it to us. So send us all the memes and we'll try to review the best ones that we get on the next meme review, which I think will be next month.
Yeah, it'll be next month. Yeah, we'll definitely shout you out. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.